From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to hold open house at State Palace. Idul Fitri travel management to focus on safe journey to tourist attractions. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to hold an open house at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Idul Fitri. The gathering in the Eid tradition will be open to the community. As reported by Tempo.co on Tuesday, an Isbat meeting will be held on April 9th at the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs to determine when the first day of Syawal will be. According to head of the Presidential Secretariat's Protocol Bureau, Yusuf Permana, the plan for now is to hold the open house on Wednesday, April 10th. Yusuf further said the palace will be open to the public and state officials from 9 a.m. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi stated the focus of the Idul Fitri homecoming management will shift to the safety of travelers to tourism attractions in their respective hometowns. The homecoming movement was relatively manageable, as Indonesia has passed the travel peak period. This was said by Minister Sumadi after accompanying President Joko Widodo in observing the Eid homecoming activities at Jakarta's Pasar Senen station on Monday. The minister remarked that one of the current focuses of traffic wardens will be to ensure buses carrying tourists to tourist attractions during the Eid holiday period comply with roadworthiness regulations. Next, we have PT Jasa Marga Persero recorded about 1 million vehicles leaving the Greater Jakarta area between April 3rd and 7th, 1 week to 3 days before this year's Eid. As reported by Tempo.co on Tuesday, Faiza Riani, head of marketing and communications at Jasa Marga, said this figure was the cumulative figure for traffic flow from four barriers. According to Faiza in a written statement on Monday, the total volume of traffic leaving the Greater Jakarta are increased by 51.77%. The last national news comes from the General Elections Commission or KPU head Hashim Asyari announced on March 31st the agency will form ad hoc bodies for regional head elections on Wednesday, April 17th. As quoted by Tempo.co, responding to the plan, Pajajaran University political science observer Yusa Juyandi reminded the commission on Sunday that it must pay attention to the commitment to neutrality and the principle of openness.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we move to the international news. The Foreign Ministry of Saudi Arabia stated on Tuesday that Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan received Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa in Jeddah. As reported by ArabNews.com, the pair discussed the situation in Palestine, including developments in Gaza and the West Bank, and the efforts being made to reach an immediate and sustainable ceasefire in the besieged enclave. We continue with a road bridge that has collapsed on railway tracks in western Russia, killing a woman and injuring another five people. This was stated by local officials by Vyazma City, Smolensk region. As reported by BBC.com, all train traffic was halted after Monday's incident in the town of Vyazma, Smolensk region. About 8,000 households were without gas as pipelines were also damaged. The cause of the Panninsky overpass collapse is being investigated. We end the news with Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, Zhao Leji, presided over a welcome ceremony for and held talks with Chairman of the Vietnamese National Assembly, Vuong Dinh Hue, in Beijing, China, on Monday. As reported by VOVworld.vn, both sides vowed to effectively implement the joint statement on further deepening and elevating the comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership between the two countries. They agreed to maintain exchanges and contacts at all levels and boost cooperation via the party, government, parliament, and front channels. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights Eid brings blessings for all. After fasting during the month of Ramadan, Muslims around the world celebrate Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of fasting from eating and drinking without exception Muslims in Indonesia. Although the celebration of Eid al-Fitr is different for those who believe in it, the main purpose of the celebration is to purify the heart like a newborn baby to the world. Fasting is actually not just about restraining the lust for food and drink, but also being able to control and train emotions and thoughts from excessive desires that tend to be negative. This year's Eid al-Fitr may be said to be a bit special for the Indonesian people, mainly because it coincided with the end of a democratic phase party, namely the general elections, the election of the president or vice president, and the election of members of parliament, both at the central and regional representatives. After the elections dispute trial takes place at the Constitutional Court in Jakarta. The outpouring of emotions, joy, sadness, accusations, and hatred during the campaign period and after voting can be at least reduced and even muted in the month of Ramadan. The existence of Eid al-Fitr also offers joy for some Indonesians, especially for those who work as public servants, private employees, etc., because they get additional funds for holiday allowance. The government provides the holiday allowance to its employees, while the private sector provides it in accordance with government directives by referring to existing regulations. Indeed, the presence of such an allowance can contribute to boosting the national economy, especially with the support of mudik or homecoming activities that have made the economy move and the circulation of money goes well. Everything becomes interrelated and symbiotic. Mutualism with the existence of holiday allowance and Eid al-Fitr. Eid celebrations also affect not only Muslims in Indonesia, but also all people of other religions. The movement of the economy also makes non-Muslims feel the impact of Eid. They also enjoy the positive economic impact of Ramadan and Eid celebrations, such as the strengthening demand for food, clothing, and other basic necessities. Thus, the fashion industry, garments, as well as intercity and island trade increases, especially with the movement of online trade, which makes all aspects of the industry, small, medium, and large, all enjoy the blessings of Ramadan and Eid. Tolerance also grows during Ramadan when all parties understand that Ramadan reduces work activities as well as the activities of stalls and restaurants. They reduce their opening hours even though they open by using certain methods to respect the Muslim community who are fasting in the morning and evening. So, Ramadan, which ends with Eid al-Fitr, should be a way to reunite the people of Indonesia who have different views during the recent elections. By fasting during the month of Ramadan and ending with the Eid al-Fitr celebration, Muslims should forgive each other, both Muslims and non-Muslims brothers and sisters. May this Eid al-Fitr, 1445 Hijriah, bring blessings to all. That's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here's the Today in History, and let's begin with April 9, 1946. The Indonesian Air Force was founded. April the 9th is celebrated as Indonesian National Air Force Day. The history of Indonesian Air Force began with the birth of People's Security Agency on August 23, 1945. At the time, the agency was formed to strengthen air defense and changed into the People's Security Army on October 5, 1945, and then changed its name again on January 23, 1946 to the Indonesian Republic Army. On April 9, 1946, its aviation service was abolished and replaced by the Air Force. And the date became the birthday of Indonesian Air Force, which was inaugurated at the same time as the founding of Indonesian National Army. Moving on to April the 9th, 1966, the passing of Sultan Syahrir. Sultan Syahrir was an intellectual, pioneer, and revolutionary for Indonesian independence. After Indonesia's independence, he became a politician and the first prime minister. He served as Indonesia's prime minister from November 14, 1945 until June 20, 1947. He passed away in exile as a political prisoner and was buried at the Hero Cemetery in Kalibata, Jakarta. Sultan Syahrir was inaugurated as one of Indonesia's national heroes on April 9, 1966 through the Presidential Decree No. 76 of 1966. We end today in history with an event on April 9, 2012. Bombs exploded in Somalia. A bomb exploded in the market at Baidoa City, Somalia on April 9, 2012. The attack wounded more than 30 people and killed 12, including women and children. The Al-Shabaab militant group took responsibility for the attack. And that's the day in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on achievements of the 2022 Indonesian G20 presidency need to be followed up. An Indonesian delegation attended the second Sherpa meeting of the 2024 G20 Brazil presidency virtually on Wednesday, April the 3rd, which was a continuation of the first Sherpa meeting held in December 2023. It was participated by G20 Sherpas from 19 member countries, the European Union, the African Union, as well as invited countries and representatives of international organizations. The second Sherpa meeting was held after the working group's meeting completed the first round. Deputy for Coordination of International Economic Cooperation at the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for the Economy, Edi Rio Prambudi, as co-sherpa of G20 Indonesia, was present virtually and delivered his intervention at the meeting. In his intervention, Deputy Edi pointed out that the achievements of Indonesia's G20 presidency in 2022 were in line with the priorities of the Brazilian presidency this year and needed to continue to be followed up. Regarding the issue of anti-corruption, Indonesia supports the G20 discussion on mitigating corruption in the renewable energy sector. The background note output document on corruption risk mitigation in renewable energy as a result of the Indonesian G20 presidency can be used as a reference in continuing the discussion. In order to overcome global disparities, Indonesia encourages collaboration through the Global Blended Finance Alliance platform to support developing countries in the funding aspects. Obstacles experienced by developing countries include the difficulty of getting adequate access to funding, so they need more innovative solutions to close the growing funding gap. In the health sector, Indonesia welcomes the pandemic treaty to ensure fair and equitable distribution of pandemic response products and resources throughout the world. The pandemic treaty plays a role in increasing preparedness and response to health threats, especially in operationalizing justice to pathogen access and benefit-sharing mechanism. Meanwhile, the 2024 Brazilian presidency underscores social inequality, which is still a global and national challenge after the COVID-19 pandemic, which has an impact on income inequality, access to health, education, and food. Gender inequality is also the root of problems such as poverty and hunger. Carrying the theme, Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, the Brazilian president places the G20 as the important forum in providing real solutions to today's main global problems, especially in fighting extreme poverty and hunger. Second G20 Sherpa meeting was also attended by the special staff of the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs for Strengthening Priority Programs, Dian Triansah Jani, and was attended by representatives of working groups in Indonesia, including of the Research and Innovation Working Group and the Empowerment of Women Working Group. That was My Indonesia Today.
Sejuk di peluknya, halus tutur kata.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, before Eid al-Fitr, there are several unique traditions carried out by Indonesian people. One of them is Prebegan tradition, done by the people of Tegal, Brebes, and surrounding areas in Central Java, Indonesia. The term Prebegan refers to going to the market or the shop on the last day of Ramadan to fulfill its needs. For the people of Tegal and Brebes, Prebegan is an obligation before Eid al-Fitr, even if it is just buying flowers for the pilgrimage. For them, Eid al-Fitr is not perfect if they miss the Prebegan tradition. Prebegan tradition begins 2 days before the holiday. On small preparations 2 days before Eid al-Fitr, people will shop at the market to look for basic necessities that must be available during Eid, such as ketupat rice cake, lepet, and other necessities such as grave pilgrimage equipment, including flowers and pandan leaves. Meanwhile, for the big preparation which takes place the day before Eid, residents will look for complete clothes and sandals and other things. Shopping at large Prebegan shops tends to cost large amounts of money because the items to be purchased are expensive. Listener, at Prebegan time, the number of traders is greater than usual because many traders are seasonal. They spread their merchandise along the streets of the market. Not only are basic necessities and clothes being sold, but also other necessities such as various flowers and woven coconut leaves for ketupat. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Zaman semakin larut, kasihmu tak terbatas waktu. Belaimu merasuk kalbu, terangmu menggugah rindu. Jalan panjang ini tak suruh aku meniti. Gelita kau beri di hati menuju rumahmu suci. Dan ku panggil hanya namamu, Tuhanku, tentu namamu. Di sabdamu mulia holikmu, Tuhanku, aku milikmu, aku thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun, which means but. Hal itu. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi. Terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor. Motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai. Sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira. Kira-kira, which means approximately. 2 minggu. 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Terpaku, tak beri benih cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, to welcome Idul Fitr, today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kenduri Idul Fitri by Wak Seman and USBM Rizal Ical. The song was composed by USBM Rizal Ical. It tells the story of festive atmosphere welcoming Idul Fitr. Various foods such as ketupat rice cake and rendang have been prepared, including clothes for the holidays too. Kenduri Idul Fitri also reminds us to seek blessings on the Eid holiday by forgiving each other, forgetting all disputes. Idul Fitr is welcome with joy. What a beautiful Idul Fitr! Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Kenduri Idul Fitri by Wak Seman and USBM Rizal Ical. Enjoy the song!
Señor.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan Mui.